WCQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin. The Park Falls Community Broadcasting Corporation. 98Q Country.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A Texas judge has ruled against the state's upcoming ban on hormone treatments and puberty blockers for minors.
It's the latest move in a legal fight over the burgeoning publicity surrounding transgenderism. But the decision Friday was quickly put on hold following a swift appeal that would keep the law on track to take effect September 1st. The decision comes on the same day a Missouri judge ruled that a similar law can take effect. Friday's opposite outcomes underscore the mixed verdict in courtrooms across the U.S. this year over a historic wave of desires by minors to change their sex. Keith Peters reporting.
Monday marks the 60th anniversary of the March on Washington, the mass gathering August 28th of 1963 that culminated at the Lincoln Memorial on the National Mall, where the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. delivered his famous I Have a Dream speech. King's daughter, Bernice King, says there would be no King monument and other recognitions but for the work of her mother, Coretta Scott King.
She laid a strong foundation from the time that my father was assassinated, carrying the message across the world first with her book, My Life of Martin Luther King Jr., to spread further the message and the work and the teachings of Martin Luther King Jr. in the world.
As part of this year's commemoration, the family of Dr. King will be at the same site today. Also, at townhall.com, Alabama is seeking to become the first state to execute a prisoner by making him breathe pure nitrogen.
The Alabama Attorney General's office Friday asked the state Supreme Court to set an execution date for using the new method. The disclosure that it's ready to use is expected to set off a new round of legal battles over its constitutionality. A number of Alabama inmates seeking to block their executions by lethal injection argue they should be allowed to die by nitrogen hypoxia. Rhonda Rockstreet reporting.
More of these stories at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
Federal officials are warning airlines to keep workers away from jet engines that are still running.
Citing recent incidents, at least one of them fatal, federal officials are warning airlines to make sure that workers keep their distance from jet engines until they're powered off. The Federal Aviation Administration says it issued a safety alert to prevent workers from being injured while towing planes or guiding them to and from terminal gates. The FAA said airlines should review their safety programs to make sure they follow practices, including keeping workers clear of planes until they are stopped and shocks are placed under the wheels. Norman Hall, Washington.
U.S. Air Defense scrambled fighter jets on Friday to wave off a civilian aircraft that had entered temporarily restricted airspace near Lake Tahoe. That's where President Biden and Joe Biden are vacationing. The crews of two F-16s fired flares to catch the attention of the pilot of the civilian craft and escorted it away. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The devastating fires in Hawaii will take a big bite out of the state's tourism industry for at least several months. Jonathan Williams with the American Legislative Exchange Council says this provides a chance for the state's Democrat-run government to reconsider longstanding policies and make Hawaii one of the poorest states in the country.
The state's got to recalibrate. I mean, this has got to be a time where we come together to say, what do we need to do differently as a state to weather this storm and put ourselves on sure footing going forward?
Former Israeli Ambassador Dr. Michael Oren says it's hard for Americans to understand just how much power in Israel is held by unelected judges.
You, as a citizen of the United States, have not one but two opportunities to influence the composition of your Supreme Court. You vote for president, you vote for Senate. And that's why the composition of the Supreme Court is always a major electoral issue in the United States.
Israel is nearing the brink of a major power crisis, with the country's Supreme Court set to rule soon on a new law, making it harder for the court itself to strike down laws. More details at townhall.com.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Overcast skies today with highs around 65. Northeast winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight. Lows level off around 42. Mainly sunny skies and calm tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 71. Mid-70s Monday with a chance for scattered storms. Turning much cooler Tuesday with highs in the upper 60s. Take a look at the extended forecast. 71 Wednesday and 76 on Thursday. Another look at the short range, high of 65 today, lows level off around 42 tonight. We should top out at 71 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 57.
I fish, I hunt, and always will. Broadcasting from the Alclair Outdoor Studios. Presented by OnX. Know where you stand with OnX.
We're not just a radio show anymore.
This is Sporting Journal Radio.
That's right. Welcome to the show. Sorry, I'm slightly distracted by the DNR fish pond. What do they call this thing? The fish pond cam? Live cam?
Yeah.
DNR fish
State
pond.
Fair Week, ladies and gentlemen. So this is all we're doing for the next 12 days.
Well, in between looking at fish, we're going to talk to Sam Soholt this week on the show. He's going to tell us about a new conservation program that just launched in South Dakota, which I think is pretty neat.
You're still watching it?
I am still watching it, yeah. Sorry. I'm definitely distracted.
Look at the fillets on that smallmouth right there.
Smallmouth. Oh, pike.
Ooh, catfish. Eat the smallmouth. Go eat it. Come on.
Have you ever, you know, musky? Have you ever watched?
Tarpon? Oh, that is a musky. Look at that.
Oh, yeah, it's a musky. I don't remember all the bait fish in there, so I'm guessing that they do end up getting cleaned out. But have you ever seen another fish eat another fish on this camera?
I've never watched the camera. I've only watched it in real life.
Oh, gosh. We have definitely lost productive days.
Well, look at this. This is, I don't know how. We have to go till commercial break, and all we're going to do is give a fish pond break.
Great radio.
Are we going to get a copyright claim because of this?
Oh, probably. I think if we just comment on it, if you go or minimize the screen a little bit, well, I don't know if you can. Fun. Maybe you can't. But if we're talking about it, anyway, you can watch it now on the DNR website. It's kind of cool. We'll probably be going back and forth to it during the show this week. But anyway, we're also going to talk about how the early Canada goose season has been going for anybody that's been doing it. If you have been, comment below with your success so far. We'll talk about some new videos that we have on YouTube. Pretty cool wallet story from Lake of the Woods. If you hadn't heard, I'm sure you've heard about it by now, but if not, we'll explain what happened up there. Once in a lifetime event that took place, and some other things too. First, that's Dan Amundson over there. Dan, how are you doing?
Doing great. I got distracted. There I am. Sweet. How's it going? We're back. David, how the heck are you? I haven't seen you in a
while.
I'm
doing good. Been a while.
Haven't talked in like 3 weeks, so good to see you.
How's it going, David?
Good to see you guys too.
How's it good? How the crops?
Looking good.
The 109 degree heat index that we had this week. Good or bad?
It's so hot. Just avoided being outside.
It's gross.
Aren't you glad they make air conditioning tractors?
Yeah, pretty happy about it.
Do you have one? You got air conditioning in yours?
Oh, of course.
Duh.
Haven't had to sit in any of them yet, but
man. It's ridiculous. Well, it won't be lasting long. You can tell right before that last heat wave, the evenings and in the mornings were a little bit crisper. The wind felt a little bit cooler. It's like fall is almost here. Sorry, I'm definitely distracted again here.
At least we can see ourselves in the corner. So.
There you go. That's better. Then I don't think we'll get a copyright claim.
If we do, we'll just make a couple phone calls. What is going on?
They're right up next to the camera.
Is this an aqua view they put down?
I don't know what kind of camera they have.
I want to put live scope in this thing, though, now. You imagine? Just pew, pew, pew. Every once in a while, one of the DNR employees gets to fish out of this.
Oh, really?
Too. Yeah, they'll do some demonstrations, and they'll just lob. I've never seen them catch one, but I'm always there on, like, the eighth day of the fair, so there's probably just, like, one rainbow trout that's just cruising around that eats it every time, and finally, by the, like, day 10, he's like, really? Eats it again because it's a rainbow trout. They eat everything.
I feel like there's a lot of carp and buffalo and suckers in there this year.
So like a lot of other lakes in Minnesota.
Yeah, that's probably just trying to reflect reality. I've always told people if they want to learn more about trout and why trout anglers like that species of fish so much is because you watch this camera and right now, yeah, all those fish are a little bit active, but most of the time you'll see walleyes just kind of hanging out on the bottom. You'll see some fish moving around a little bit, bass and pike and whatever, but the trout, whether it's rainbows, what was that? Was that a quillback? What are those quillbacks? Is that what those fish are called, or quill?
Sturgeon right there. That's cool. Sturgeon. Look at him go.
But the trout normally, all species of trout are normally just doing laps as fast as they can around this thing. It's pretty wild. Oh, look at that fish is chasing bait fish around.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That
I think that was
I a think trout. That's a trout, yes.
Yeah. Walleye. What? You see that? There's no walleyes in Minnesota.
Sunk down to the bottom. Well, it's probably stocked.
Oh, man. Well, we could do this for hours. But first, Dan, who are this week's sponsors?
Live Target. Matt Sash at LiveTargetLures.com. Lake of the Woods Tourism. Lake of the Woods is the walleye capital. Plan a trip to the walleye capital of the world at LakeOfTheWoodsMN.com. Haybell Heights Campground and Resort. Book a trip to Devil's Lake, North Dakota. Learn more at HaybellHeights.com. Ottertail Lakes Country. Find your inner otter at OttertailLakesCountry.com. And Prairie Sportsman, the new season is wrapped up. We'll be filming episodes pretty quick, and we'll have another new season next January. But in the meantime, you can watch episodes anytime at the Prairie Sportsman YouTube channel.
David, you were supposed to bring us some sweet corn.
I was, but I didn't find out until I was already on my way here.
So you blew it.
I did.
Do you grow that, or is that somebody else growing it?
My brother-in-law has a pretty good patch this Come year. On. So I did try to grow some, but the deer ate it all. I didn't get a single ear out of it.
Oh, really?
Nope.
Was that just garden corn, or is that, did you actually try to grow?
I grew it in a food plot that I have behind my grove. So most of it's field corn for the deer and pheasants, but I did 8 rows of sweet corn about 50 yards long and didn't get a single ear.
So what is the difference, like when you talk about sweet corn and field corn, what is the actual difference between some of that?
I don't know. I think it's just sweeter.
That's just something in genetically want to
eat field corn. Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, genetically it's different. Oh, yeah, it's a different subspecies. You know, like popcorn. I don't know.
So what you're saying is, in this excessive heat we have, we can't, like, the fields aren't just going to start popping with popcorn.
Not yet.
Dang, that'd be cool.
What it's temperature? Yeah, I wonder what temperature that is. That could that actually ever happen? Or how hot does popcorn actually need to get? Yeah, probably not.
Pretty hot.
Pretty hot. I'm going to Google
it. David, Google it. We'll watch the fish in the meantime.
There we go.
Yeah. How hot? Oh, 180 degrees Celsius or 355 degrees Fahrenheit to pop popcorn. So we're pretty close.
That felt like yesterday.
We were pretty close.
It was, the sun was down. It was still felt like 103 last
night. Yeah, it was gross. Like,
what Ridiculous. The heck?
Yeah. Man.
All right, new video at the Fish Hunt Forever channel. Dan, you put up a video on how to bleed fish.
Yeah, you know, bleeding fish has become more popular. It's really easy. I shouldn't say everyone. A lot of people already know how to do it. So I went a little more in-depth in that. I had a tip where to do it, why to do it there, how to keep your stuff way cleaner, way easier, keeps your fish fresher. So maybe it's not innovative. I've never heard anyone talk about it. So go check that out on the Fish Hunt Forever YouTube channel. It's a real quick video. So won't take up most of your time, but will help you have a tastier fish fry.
And coming soon to that same channel, our Kodiak Island waterfowl adventure. The film is almost ready. We're excited to bring that to you. We had a trip there last December. And, you know, it was just amazing, just a cool place to be. And we tried to capture all of Alaska's beauty in a waterfowl film for you. And we'll be sharing that on Fish Hunt Forever YouTube channel. So make sure you go there, like us, and subscribe to that channel today. Dove season is almost here. Early goose, early teal. David, what are your thoughts on early teal season in Minnesota? Is this the third? This will be the year three now, right?
This is the third year, yeah. So I kind of forgot about it, actually, until you said the brought it up a couple minutes ago. I was like, oh, yeah, I kind of forgot about that.
Yeah, I just, you know, I could care less. Though my whole reason to have the early teal season originally was so we could extend our waterfowl season later into November, and that didn't happen. So now I could go either way. You know, really, my experience with shooting early teal is when they land in the decoys and you see that it's teal, that's when I shoot them, basically. Yeah. Or when they swim into the decoys.
Right. And with the heat wave this week, the thought of standing in waders.
Yeah.
In a slough just sounds horrible.
I'll probably still do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm not excited about that thought.
So the original plan was 3 years of the early teal season, then they were going to re-examine it. I don't see them taking it away. I mean, how are you guys? Gut feeling for you guys?
Maybe it was you, David, said they looked into regulations for 2024, it would be, the dates were already set.
Yeah.
So now, could that have just been a glitch in the computer system, whatever? Because obviously waterfowl regulations don't get set till summer normally. So, but some of that, since it's a state reg, might be able
to
be made.
That's the difference.
But I feel like they still have to reevaluate everything, and I would assume we'd hear something about that. So I've never heard anybody really bash it, and I really don't have a problem with it. That's a long fish that just swam by, whatever that is.
Dogfish.
Yeah, look at that. So I don't think it'll go anywhere, and I really don't care. I think it's fine. I haven't seen any major issues with it. So
our pizza's done. All right.
Alexa, off.
Gosh. All right. So if you want to see the teal season continue, or if you think we should go back to the way it was before, comment below with your thoughts if you're watching this on YouTube. All right. We have got Sam Sohol coming up, and we're going to hear a little bit more about how fishing is at Lake of the Woods when we come back with Joe Henry on Sporting Journal Radio.
852 million acres of public land, 147 million private properties,
all in the palm of your hand.
OnX Hunt,
the number one hunting GPS app, just got better. With hundreds of custom map layers, 3D and topographic maps, you can easily scout on the road or at home before you go. And now you can get important weather details, CWD detection, and even know what crops have been planted where. Get the most trusted hunting GPS app ever made. OnX. Know where you stand with OnX Hunt. Live Target, the leader in Match the Hatch, is back with new lures that also match the action. Introducing the Live Craw. The Live Craw is irresistible to bass, walleye, and other freshwater species. FTEC's winner, the Ultimate Frog, looks and acts just like a swimming frog. With an exposed ultra point mustad hook and replaceable legs, the Ultimate Frog has two styles, two sizes, and eight colors. And iCast and FTEC's winner, the Live Shrimp, mimics a fleeing shrimp for saltwater anglers. Coming soon from Live Target. Northern Minnesota's Walleye Factory is a year-round world-class fishing destination. The perfect getaway this summer is just a short drive to Lake of the Woods. Fish Big Traverse Bay, the Rainy River, or visit the unique Northwest Angle. To catch big fish, you have to go where the big fish are. Plan your trip to Lake of the Woods at lakeofthewoodsmn.com. That's lakeofthewoodsmn.com. Lake is legendary, and this summer has been legendary for walleyes. Don't miss out. Call Haybale Heights Campground and Resort today to book one of their modern cabins on East Bay. The cabins are furnished with a full bathroom, kitchen, and all the amenities like high-speed internet, and are clean following CDC guidelines. Staying at Haybale Heights gives you full access to a private boat launch, fish cleaning station, and beach area. Learn more at haybaleheights.com. That's haybaleheights.com. Plan your trip to legendary Devil's Lake today.
This is Sporting Journal Radio, presented by OnX. Know where you stand with OnX.
All right, now it's time to check in with Joe Henry from Lake of the Woods to get a fishing report from the big walleye factory known as the walleye capital of the world. Joe, how you doing?
Hey, it is a walleye factory, and I'll tell you what, man, there's a lot of nice fish being caught.
Yeah, you were up there recently, weren't you?
I was, yeah. You know, actually, we shot a TV show, Brett, with Larry Smith of Larry Smith Outdoors, and you know, we work with some different folks just to kind of get the word out on Lake of the Woods. And tell you what, boy, we shot a couple of shows, and man alive, did we have some good fishing. You know, we first went out on a charter boat just to show off charter boat fishing. You know, really, the thing about charter boat fishing is that anybody can do it, even if you're a non-angler. Maybe you don't have the right boat, whatever the case. You step on a charter boat, you know, they're going to put you on good fish. They know where the fish are at. They provide rods, reels, tackle, bait, licensed charter captain. And the other kicker is these charter captains are networked with other captains in real time. So, you know, they are, you have a very, very good chance of catching some nice walleyes. And we did that. We wanted to show that off. So instead of using Larry Smith's Warrior, we went out on a charter boat. Man alive, do we have a nice day. I mean, we ended up catching our limits of eaters. And then we ended up catching some very big fish. In fact, the pressure was off after we caught our eaters. So we went and we fished the big walleyes. And right off the bat, I think I got a 25 and a half. Then I got a 28 and a half. Larry got a 27 and a half. We got a 26. And we just got some really big fish. And it was cool. because you can see those big arches laying on the bottom on the sonar of the charter boat. And we're like, oh man, if these fish go, you know, and you know, you're pulling along, and we were by some rocks and in one area, and you know, you got to keep your bottom bouncer and a spinner with a crawler out of the rocks. So you're going along and you're touching the rock once in a while, just keeping it above those rocks, and all of a sudden you feel this heavy weight, and you're like, you kind of start toning up on it. Don't be a rock. Come with me. And then you freaking let them have it, and you feel that first good head shake. It's like, okay, big fish. And then what we did is that evening we went fishing on the river. We wanted to shoot a rainy river show. So we casted for a couple of hours, and honestly, we got, you know, I think we got a couple of smaller bass and some pike, some eater pike, but they weren't big. But then the next morning we went out and we started casting, and man, we got some nice smallmouth. We got some more pike. And then we started pulling spinners on the Rainy River. And I'll tell you what, man, we caught everything. We caught nice walleyes. We caught saugers. Got some smallmouth bass, pike. And we got three really big crappies in the river pulling spinners. Mm-hmm. So really a nice mixed bag.
Interesting. I like the idea of going up there and catching crappies in the river. And catching them pulling spinners. You don't think of crappies very often when you think of Lake of the Woods, Joe.
Well, no, you don't. And I'll tell you, there are crappies to be had, though. And, you know, what people are noticing is when they're out fishing Big Traverse Bay, the great big open water, specifically maybe in a fish house primarily, when they're out there, you know, it's kind of like, wow, we got a couple crappies today when we're fishing walleyes, you know. And that happens. But then there are pockets within the Rainy River that people actually fish crappies and get some nice crappies around some docks and things. And then the other area is up at the northwest angle. A lot of the anglers, especially coming up in the fall, September and October, it's a known fact that those crappies school up, and there'll be some real good crappie fishing going on up at the northwest angle. You know, a lot of times when I say the northwest angle, the people will stay at the northwest angle, and then you can fish into Ontario. As long as you don't touch land, you don't have to call into customs or anything. You just have to have an Ontario fishing license and such. And they'll go over and find some nice crappies. They'll get their walleyes when they're over there. A lot of times it's a multi-species trip, but some nice opportunities. There's some huge crappies up there, Brett. When people go crappie fishing, one of the lures to that area is that when you're getting them, they're big. And I say big, I mean, every year they get a couple of crappies that are almost up to 17 inches.
You know, Joe, when you look at August and even the back half of August here, it seems like fishing's starting to slow down a little bit. And I always thought it was maybe just people transitioning to fall, starting to think about hunting. But when you look at a lot of walleye lakes, the walleye fishing gets a little bit tougher. But at Lake of the Woods, it seems to either pick up even just a little bit or maybe even stay just as good. August fishing at Lake of the Woods is what I'm trying to say is pretty good. Why do you think that lake is different? Just because there's so many walleyes there, there's a lot of forage there, they don't have to travel around, everything just kind of stays in that basin? Or why do you think it stays good in August up there?
I think a couple of things, you know, and there are situations that can make walleye fishing tough on Lake of the Woods. We had a really big bug hatch recently, really big bug hatch. And for a few days, walleye fishing was tougher. People still caught walleyes, but it was tougher, you know, noticeably. But things like that can happen. But I tell you, as a rule, here's what I think it is. We have such a line on these walleyes. Like Big Traverse Bay is an example. That big basin, that's a great big bowl of mud, and the deepest spot out there is about 38 feet. So we know that a good number of the walleyes will go out in that deep mud because there's so much food. There's minnows, there's perch, there's crayfish in spots, there's, you know, different bug hatches, those larval will come out of the mud. There's bloodworms in the mud. There's so much food out there for them. There's a tulibies swimming around in small schools. Those tulibies are, especially when a walleye turns 25 inches on Lake of the Woods, which is about a 5-pounder, they will start targeting tulibies as the main source of their diet. But all those things are going on in that basin, so it's perfect. 30 to 38 feet of water and tons of food, those fish get out there. And now you got bait, you got schools of walleyes, and there's no weeds. There's no weeds out there, so you control.
I think that's a big part of it. You know, they don't have weeds to hide out in.
When I'm fishing in inland lakes, you know, when we're fishing weeds, and weeds are hard to fish. They're just a pain in the butt. But there are walleyes in those weeds. And that's where I think a lot of those summer walleyes live. Yeah, you got some walleyes that are out in no man's land. You got in an inland lake. You got some walleyes that are out in sunken islands and the traditional spots. I also think anglers don't fish shallow enough a lot of times. And part of that is they think that, you know, in the summer you got to go deep for walleyes. I also think that they can see the walleyes on their electronics when they're in deep water. That gives them more confidence. And I also think that they don't try it shallow very often. Because sometimes when you're fishing shallower, you just got to try it. You just got to cast and see if they're living there and find your different weed pockets and stuff. But all those things make it more difficult. One of the reasons Lake of the Woods shines in August.
Yeah, and we don't even talk about suspended fish. We can talk about that more next week. But being that it's this time of year, the state fair is around the corner. I want to talk about what you have going on at the state fair this year, Joe.
Yeah, well, you know, so Keep It Clean, of course, is the purpose of that organization or that movement is to, you know, educate, promote and enforce keeping garbage and human waste off of the ice. And we have a deal at the state fair. The state fair opens this coming Thursday, which I think would be the 24th of August. And on the Friday, the 25th of August at 11 o'clock in the morning, we are going to have a press conference. And the press conference will be to talk about the new legislation. We're going to show off a brand new wheelhouse that was funded through some grants through Beltrami County. The wheelhouse has got a Keep It Clean wrap to it. We're going to have a display with Keep It Clean throughout the entire state fair. It's going to be in the DNR area near the fish pond. And so people, if they go to the state fair, you'll be able to come by and see our new fish house. We created a new mural for the fish house. It's kind of cool. It shows, you know, half of the ice shows what it looks like when you're not taking care of the fishery. And the other part shows what's happening when you're taking care. It's just a reminder. It's kind of a neat little piece. But we expect Ron Scherer to be there. Sarah Stroman, the head of the DNR, will be there. Representative from MPCA, conservation officers, and, you know, maybe a host of media. But so I'll be emceeing that event. And again, it's just awareness for Keep It Clean. And Brett, we've all talked about Keep It Clean. You donated some of the proceeds from your Spring Rainy River tournament to the Keep It Clean, movement. And it's a good thing. It's not a heavy lift. It's something that we can all embrace. And it's only going to lead to good things for our waterways.
Yeah, I think it's a good cause, and I'm happy to get behind it. And there's a couple of things that you have going on that I think are great causes up there. Pay it forward. I want to talk more about that next week, Joe. But before we let you go, I just want one more fishing tip for you. If we're up at Lake of the Woods and we're trying to target, say, wallets full of cash, are we pulling spinners? Are we jigging? What are we
show up on LiveScope? Based on recent events, I'll tell you what I would do. I would put on a good sinker, put on a two-hook harness, and just drag that bottom, because every once in a while, you're going to snag a wallet, and there's going to be a couple $1,000 in there, just like happened last week.
What a story. Very good. Unbelievable. All right, Joe, if people want to plan a trip to Lake of the Woods, maybe start thinking about winter fishing up there, what should they do?
And fall fishing, too, man. Fall's going to be awesome this year. Hey, check out our website, and that is lakeofthewoodsmn.com.
Kodiak, a North American waterfowl film, is coming to the Fish Hunt Forever YouTube channel.
I've been a sea duck hunter for about 30 seconds, and I've already got one that's probably going to go on the wall, so this is the coolest duck hunt I've ever been on.
Presented by Boss Shot Shells, with support from Sitka and Beretta. And additional support from Eau Claire Outdoors, High Prairie Animal Arts, and the Association of Great Lakes Outdoor Riders. Watch Kodiak on the Fish Hunt Forever YouTube channel.
852 million acres of public land, 147 million private properties,
all in the palm of your hand.
OnX Hunt,
the number one hunting GPS app, just got better. With hundreds of custom map layers, 3D and topographic maps, you can easily scout on the road or at home before you go. And now you can get important weather details, CWD detection, and even know what crops have been planted where. Get the most trusted hunting GPS app ever made. OnX. Know where you stand with OnX Hunt.
Did you know there are more than 1,000 lakes in Otter Tail County?
Yep, and I'm going to fish as many as I can. I'm an outdoorsy otter. Nothing beats a full day of fishing for me. The lakes of Otter Tail County give me plenty of options to lower my boat and snag the perfect catch. Not an outdoorsy otter? No problem. Otter Tail County has something for everyone. You just need to find your inner otter.
To find your inner otter, go to OtterTailLakesCountry.com. Live Target, the leader in Match the Hatch, is back with new lures that also match the action. Introducing the Live Craw. The Live Craw is irresistible to bass, walleye, and other freshwater species. F-Tech's winner, the Ultimate Frog, looks and acts just like a swimming frog. With an exposed ultra-point mustad hook and replaceable legs, the Ultimate Frog has two styles, two sizes, and eight colors. And iCast and F-Tech's winner, the Live Shrimp, mimics a fleeing shrimp for saltwater anglers. Coming soon from Live Target.
You're listening to Sporting Journal Radio.
Wake up, people. You're optimizing every waking hour of your life. From carpooling kids, to work, to friends, and everything in between. You have to get sleep and a bed that can perform as well as you do. Meet the next generation Sleep Number Smart Bed. It effortlessly adjusts to your shape, position, and movements. Learning how you sleep, so you learn to sleep better. Night after night. Sleep next level. Only from Sleep Number.
It's the biggest sale of the year. Save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed. Plus special financing. Ends Monday. See store for details.
Attorney Joe Cordell.
Divorce forces a father to focus on what's most important, his children. You may no longer be a husband, but you'll always be a dad. In the divorce process, this comes down to three key concerns: physical custody, decision making, as well as financial support. Each of these is important, and it's important that you choose a lawyer that cares as much about these issues as you do.
Schedule an appointment with one of Cordell & Cordell's Madison area attorneys. 8040 Excelsior Drive, Suite 403, Madison, Wisconsin, 53717. CordellCordell.com.
The Pike Lake Chain Firefighters invite you out for their 43rd annual Fun Day Celebration. It's Sunday, September 3rd. This celebration is filled with food, raffles, games for the kids and the adults that begin at 12 noon. Some raffle items include a paddleboard, $500 meat certificate, an iPad, a 6-foot Northwood-style wooden sofa, a chainsaw, $250 gas certificates, St. Croix rod and reel, electric bike, and much, much more. And there's the $1,000 cash drawing. That's at 6 p.m. We'll see you at Pike Lake Chain Firefighters Fun Day, Sunday, September 3rd, located at the Fire Hall on Fire Lane 144 west of Minocqua and east of Fifield in the Pike Lake area.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Overcast skies today with highs around 65. Northeast winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight. Lows level off around 42. Mainly sunny skies and calm tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 71. Mid-70s Monday with a chance for scattered storms. Turning much cooler Tuesday with highs in the upper 60s. Take a look at the extended forecast. 71 Wednesday and 76 on Thursday. Another look at the short range. High of 65 today. Lows level off around 42 tonight. We should top out at 71 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 57.
This is Sporting Journal Radio, presented by OnX. Know where you stand with OnX.
Well, our next guest has a new way to raise some money, and he's breaking a sweat while he does it. Sam Sohol joins us now on the show. Sam, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
How are you? Have you been out rucking around today or what?
I did like 4.5 miles last night. Ended up doing like the last half hour after dark, so I took the morning off. But I'll probably, I don't know, probably get another 5 to 8 miles in this evening.
Okay, you're doing 100 miles in 3 days.
100 miles in 3 days, and that is in September 13, 14, 15.
Okay, so right now you're just doing it, getting in shape a little bit, training.
I'm just training.
All right. So yep. What's this all about? Prairie Pothole Duck Ruck. What are you doing?
So we've done the Stamp It Forward project the last 4 years. And in the past, what we've done is just basically ask people to send us money. And then with all of the donation, we buy duck stamps with it. And by law, 98% of that money has to be spent on wetland conservation. So this year, rather than just kind of doing the same old thing and asking people for donations, I figured it might work better if I earned it. And so put together a pledge page that you just shown there, and it's people can donate as little as 10 cents a mile or 10 bucks. And basically I wanted to lower the barrier of entry for people to get involved. And so anybody who's listening to this, watching this, if you have 10 bucks to spare and you want to help raise $100,000 for wetland conservation, you can head over to the website, donate 10 bucks, and know that 100% of that money raised will be spent on wetlands by buying duck stamps, and then we'll turn that into additional fundraisers. We've got a bunch of ideas for the stamps this year.
That's a very cool idea. What are you putting in your pack for something like this?
So as little as possible. my older brother, who owns Public Land Tees with me, he's flying out, and he's gonna leapfrog me in the bus, and so I won't have to carry like an entire like camping setup, which will be nice. So he came up with the idea. Originally, I was going to start at Sand Lake National Wildlife Refuge, since duck stamps pay for all the refuges and refuge system. Oh, yeah. And I was going to hike north into North Dakota, but I'm actually going to reverse that and quote unquote migrate from Sand Lake National Wildlife Refuge. So I'll start somewhere in North Dakota, building the route on Onyx, which I'll share. So if anybody gets a wild hare and wants to come walk, you know, 3, 5, 10, 20 miles with me, more than welcome to. But yeah, going to be migrating from North Dakota to South Dakota through the heart of the Prairie Pothole region, and along the way, giving away a whole bunch of stuff. But the main goal is to raise the 100K and educate people on where all that funding comes from and where it goes, and just try to earn people's donations rather than just being like, hey, Venmo me some money. Let's we'll buy duck, we promise.
That's pretty cool. And that's a neat area down there too. I love that border country between North Dakota and South Dakota. And you are in the heart of the prairie. And the best part about it, very flat.
So
very flat.
I built a tentative route on Onyx, and it was like right at 100 miles, obviously. And my total elevation gain was 318 feet. Perfect. Which I didn't think that was even possible. Like, there's enough undulation, you know, like through all the potholes and stuff, you would think there would be, you know, you'd gain a little bit more than that, but no, that's it's just flat.
Very flat. I've spent a lot of time down there between snow goose chasing and pheasant chasing and this and that. And when I lived in North Dakota, I would fill my pack with bowling balls to walk around and get in shape. So I expect
you exercised.
It was a long time ago. It's been a while. But yeah, that's kind of what I would do. So I always thought it was creative, whoever could come up with something cool to put in your pack for training like that. I always heard different things from different people. So I expect something creative out of you.
So I have for training for the longest time, I would do like dumbbells and stuff. But then I would start with, just call it, you know, 25, 30 pounds of dumbbells. But then to add weight, I started putting in those canvas bags of shotgun shells. You know, just fill one of those and just jam it in there. So I'd be carrying around like 100 rounds of whatever shotgun shells to add weight.
Stamp it forward boss shells, probably.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, that's very cool. What are these dates that you're doing it again?
Okay. So the hike will start September 13th, and I'll hike 33 miles a day, September 13th, 14th, 15th. And then we're going to celebrate, hopefully raising 100K with a pint night in Fargo at Fargo Brewing Company.
Oh, very nice. On the
16th.
Yeah. On the 16th. Okay. And, you know, and Dan had a good idea. Do you want to, you know, we try to raise money for good causes here too. And we were looking for something else to donate from our store to donate to. What do you think, Dan?
Well, what if we put, I like duck stamps. Let's next until however long this donation period's open, I guess. What's our percentage out of the store again? I can't remember. So all that percentage of proceeds that we get from the Fish Hunt Forever store on sweatshirts, hats, mugs, hoodies, everything that's in that store, will go to Stamp It Forward. We'll help you hit that 100,000 mark, Sam. How about that?
Sweet. That's awesome. That's awesome. Can't thank you guys enough for that.
Well, you know, it's all about giving some back and creating opportunities and creating habitat and things like that. And Sam, before we started, you were telling us about a new program in South Dakota that Ben Bredigan and OnX and Pheasants Forever were a part of. I saw it when we recorded this on the 23rd. That's when the story came out. That was the first I'd heard about it. There's a new program called PATH in South Dakota, Sam, that you were telling us about.
Yeah, so a guy named Joshua Heyer just sent me the article he wrote about it this morning. And I had actually been lucky enough to kind of know some of the behind the scenes of this project coming forward. So it's called the PATH program, which is public access to hunters or to hunting. I don't know if it's to hunters or whatever, it doesn't matter.
Public access to habitat.
Public access to habitat. There you go.
You're welcome.
So basically what it is a yearly fundraising goal of $250,000. And what that does is it sweetens the pot and incentivizes landowners to put their ground into walk-in hunting. So that 250 grand a year will open up 10,000 acres per year. And the minimum contract that the landowner is required to enter into is 10 years. So if they, you know, with $250,000, I think was raised already this year. And so that'll open up 10,000 acres this year and then continuing forward for the next decade. So it'll open up 100,000 acres of public hunting for people in South Dakota and anybody traveling to South Dakota.
So the way it works, it's going to complement the current walk-in area program in South Dakota. And they get $1.50 to $2 per acre. So we were breaking down the math a little bit. So say you got 160 acres and you're getting $2 an acre, you're getting $320 a year. So for 10 years, you know, you're looking at whatever, three grand or so.
$3,200.
And then with this, you get an extra $4,000 on top of that. So over 10 years, you're more than doubling your money with the walk-in program. Because I think the walk-in programs are great. You know, I've kind of grew up a little bit with the Plots program in North Dakota when it comes to public land anyway. The Plots program I always thought was great. Minnesota has the walk-in access. I know a number of states have walk-in type programs. But I would, you know, David, as a landowner, how do you feel the rates for the walk-in program are?
I guess I don't have any in the walk-in program, but I mean, it's a good addition to land that's maybe subprime.
I mean, have you felt that maybe more money needs to be spent?
I guess I don't know about that, but it's a good option for less optimal land.
Because it all comes down to money, right? For the most part, especially for farmers trying to grow. I mean, obviously it's marginal. A lot of times when rates are high, they're going to try to grow corn or beans on that property unless they can get paid a competitive rate in some sort of easement program. So anytime you can complement like these walk-in access programs, I think it's great. And I'd assume that's where this is coming from. And this has been in the works for a couple of years, Sam?
Yeah, so I went down with the Pheasants Forever guys and hunted a bunch of land that was put into public by the Aberdeen Pheasant Coalition. So that's kind of where this stemmed from. And around Aberdeen, they went to businesses in the community and basically got donations. And then they were able to open up 4,000 acres in the first year of operating that. And so after looking at the success around just that area, they figured, well, let's figure out how to do this statewide. And we can start to open up access everywhere and kind of decrease the crowding on public land as well, and just increase people's opportunity and experience while they're there. And I think, you know, it's hard to purchase more public land. It's hard to put land back into public once it's gone. So I think that next frontier is going to be programs like this. And I think it's going to expand beyond South Dakota, like is incentivizing landowners to open it up for public access.
All right, Sam Soholder's our guest. I want to take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll talk more about public access. The programs are out there and some issues like emergency hang and grazing. How do you feel about that? We'll ask Sam for his thoughts when we come back.
Live Target, the leader in Match the Hatch, is back with new lures that also match the action. Introducing the Live Craw. The Live Craw is irresistible to bass, walleye, and other freshwater species. FTEC's winner, the Ultimate Frog, looks and acts just like a swimming frog. With an exposed ultra point mustad hook and replaceable legs, the Ultimate Frog has two styles, two sizes, and eight colors. And ICAST and FTEC's winner, the Live Shrimp, mimics a fleeing shrimp for saltwater anglers. Coming soon from Live Target.
Now is the time to start thinking about chasing big walleyes on Devil's Lake. Get on the fish at Hay Bale Heights Campground and Resort. Hay Bale Heights makes it easy for you to make memories on legendary Devil's Lake with guided fishing and lodging packages. Or bring your own boat and rent one of their cabins on East Bay. Hay Bale Heights offers a private marina, fish cleaning station, and the opportunity to relax and enjoy your bucket list trip to Devil's Lake, North Dakota. To book your trip, visit haybaleheights.com. That's haybaleheights.com.
Northern Minnesota's Walleye Factory is a year-round world-class fishing destination. The perfect getaway this summer is just a short drive to Lake of the Woods. Fish Big Traverse Bay, the Rainy River, or visit the unique Northwest Angle. To catch big fish, you have to go where the big fish are. Plan your trip to Lake of the Woods at lakeofthewoodsmn.com. That's lakeofthewoodsmn.com.
852 million acres
acres of public land, 147 million private properties,
all in the palm of your hand.
OnX Hunt,
the number one hunting GPS app, just got better. With hundreds of custom map layers, 3D and topographic maps, you can easily scout on the road or at home before you go. And now you can get important weather details, CWD detection, and even know what crops have been planted where. Get the most trusted hunting GPS app ever made. OnX. Know where you stand with OnX Hunt.
You're listening to Sporting Journal Radio.
All right, we got Pete on the line with us from Wheelway, right on Highway 13 in Fifield. And Pete, people have been busy this summer traveling, hitting those potholes. Maybe the brakes are squealing. You guys help them out with a little service work there, right?
Absolutely. We have master certified mechanics ready to help you out. It doesn't matter if it's, you know, oil change, your brakes, your tires, even a new engine. We're ready to help you out.
All right. And people can check out that shop where you got all kinds of specials for the service department, right?
Hey, you know what? We're the home of the $39.95 oil change and many discounts off brakes, tires, mufflers, engines, transmissions, whatever it is. Make sure you check your local shopper out and save money today.
All right. They can go online for their service appointment or they can give you a call there, right?
Absolutely. Give us a call at 762-2467. The number again is 762-2467.
All right. We'll be right there in Fifield, Wisconsin, just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13.
It's time for the Price County Fair, August 24th through the 27th, with fun activities for the entire family, including nonstop carnival rides, the Friday night 4-H animal sale, kiddie tractor pull, and Nick's kids show and barnyard adventure, plus bingo by the Moose Lodge, chainsaw carving, square dancing, dirt dash, demolition derby, exhibitors, and new this year, Sunday Classic Car Show, along with great musical entertainment by the Dweebs, Brady Lee, Iron Mule, Twisted Whisker, and Polka at the fair with Richie Yurkovich and Polka Ridey with Roger Lee. At the Price County Fair, August 24th through the 27th at the fairgrounds in Phillips, Wisconsin. For a complete schedule of events, visit www.pricecountyfair.com and follow them on Facebook for daily updates.
90% of patients with dementia experience aggression and anxiety caused by damage to brain tissue. Agitation, which can result in screaming, hitting, restlessness, and wandering, affects over half of Alzheimer's disease patients. Hi, I'm Representative Lauren Matsumoto from Hawaii and Women in Government Board Chair. It's important to know that Alzheimer's affects more than just memory. Discussing these changes with a care team can help identify potential treatment options. For more, visit womeningovernment.org.
Could there be a better name? Auto Value Parts Stores. They aren't just about air fresheners or fuzzy dice. Auto Value Parts Stores are all about parts, auto parts, and advice. Pros who know auto parts with tons of tips when you need them the most. You want real value? Don't go to a place with a cute name. Go to Auto Value. Could there be a better name? I didn't think so. Your Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting rules for recurring automated marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Terms and conditions apply. Visit ISSA online for details.
Tired of the 9-to-5 grind? Looking for something different that's flexible, fulfilling, and pays well? How'd you like to get paid to work out? Now you can with ISSA, the global leader in personal fitness certification.
There's a huge demand for certified personal trainers right now. And once you get ISSA certified, they guarantee you'll get a job. Trainers can make as much as $200 an hour. Yes, I said $200 an hour. And with ISSA, you can be certified in as little as 4 weeks. Benz. Just text Benz to 323232 now to get started for free. You do everything at your own pace and 100% online.
Pursue your passion in specializations like yoga, nutrition, or strength training. Live life on your terms. Get certified and train like you want. Start your own business, work at a gym, or make health and fitness your side hustle. Whatever works for you. Just don't wait.
Get started today and be certified in as little as 4 weeks. Just text Benz to 323232 right now to get started for free. Text the word Benz to 323232. Text Benz to 323232.
Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need, from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. Everyday low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP, next to McDonald's.
Every Saturday starting at 4 p.m., get yourself a half a rack of smoked baby back ribs for $17.99. Served with corn at Burgers Bar and Grill, Highway 13, Phillips.
Come stay and relax with us at Shoreview Cabins in Phillips, Wisconsin, in one of our modern Northwoodsy furnace cabins or our main house, with all the modern conveniences including smart TVs, Wi-Fi, and more, with all the privacy for fishing and enjoying time with family and friends. Shopping, restaurants, Elk Lake Park and Splash Pad, plus golf course and boat landing, all within a 3 mile radius. Book now for Labor Day weekend through our website at shoreviewcabins.com. Your year-round relaxation destination overlooking Long Lake, located on Darrell Avenue in Phillips, Wisconsin, or at shoreviewcabins.com.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Overcast skies today with highs around 65. Northeast winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight. Lows level off around 42. Mainly sunny skies and calm tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 71. Mid-70s Monday with a chance for scattered storms. Turning much cooler Tuesday with highs in the upper 60s. Take a look at the extended forecast. 71 Wednesday and 76 on Thursday. Another look at the short range, high of 65 today, lows level off around 42 tonight. We should top out at 71 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 57.
The Bida Park Falls Chamber of Commerce, now in our new office location in the Park Falls Professional Building, located at 154 4th Avenue North in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Tons of savings are available in our fall coupon books on sale now for $20 at the Chamber office and select members. Now is the time to showcase your business in our 2024 Price County Guide with 25,000 books distributed to all our resorts, motels, restaurants, and displayed at Wisconsin area sports shows. Welcome all bicyclists for the Flambeau 40 Labor Day Bike Race. And if you are new to the area, contact the Chamber today at 715-762-2703 and let us welcome you and introduce you to all the services the Chamber offers to help your business thrive in northern Wisconsin. Become a Chamber member today.
This is Sporting Journal Radio, presented by OnX. Know where you stand with OnX.
We're back. This is Sporting Journal Radio. Thanks for tuning in on the network by demand, sportingjournalradio.com, or by downloading the podcast. Maybe watching this on YouTube. Make sure you like, subscribe, and share this with your friends. And comment below if you hear something that we're talking about that you have a comment on. We'd love to hear it. We want to talk to you about it. Encourage some discussion below here on our YouTube channel. Make sure you let us know your thoughts. Our guest is Sam Soholt right now, who is raising $100,000 with a 100-mile ruck across North Dakota and South Dakota. Sam, again, what website, where do we find that information about that event coming up the 13th through the 16th of September?
So if you go to publiclandtees.com/duckruck, all the information is on there on that page, and then all of our social stuff has it as well.
The duck ruck, very cool. And you're going to be seeing a lot of public and private lands during that ruck, I'm sure, walking through the pothole, the prairie pothole regions of North Dakota and South Dakota. And I'll be curious, it's been so dry, especially here in Minnesota. I know somebody shared, I don't know, David, I think you brought it up. Somebody shared a post on Facebook. They walked by a WMA and it was covered in cows. It had new cattle fencing up, had new barbed wire. I think it had barbed wire or electric fencing around it. I don't remember.
Yeah, some sort of fencing.
Yeah. And those cows have been in there all year. And this guy had a serious problem with it. I see where he's coming from. But the like emergency hang and grazing, it's not a new thing. And obviously the grazing can be similar to a natural disturbance on that ground, can actually be good for it in the long run. But at the end of the day, someone that maybe hunted that historically, it might see a little frustration with that. Where do you stand, Sam, on some of that emergency graying that takes place? Grazing. I'm just combining haying and grazing.
Efficiency.
You know, it is incredibly easy to be frustrated about that. I don't remember if it was 2 or 3 years ago. It was, you know, like we, North Dakota and South Dakota had major droughts kind of across the whole landscape. And there was a spot that the year before I had gone and pheasant hunted, and the grass was, you know, waist high or taller and amazing pheasant hunting. And there was really good deer sign in there. And so I'd actually gone back to try to deer hunt the property. And when I got back, it had gone through one of those emergency haying. And so it was like, I pulled up and it was like a fairway, like on a golf course. It was just gone. And, you know, so it was like in that moment, I was frustrated, you know, because like all this habitat just, you know, disappeared. And so I understand it from both sides, though. You have farmers and ranchers that are trying to protect their herd to actually have cows at the end of the year to sell and not have a bunch of them die off because of starvation. And I think I would rather see stuff grazed, you know, especially because every once in a while, it's good to have all that. Like you said, it's good to have that land disturbance. In the long run, it'll bring up a lot of those native grasses and stuff that can take
as
over.
As a management practice.
Yeah.
Right. As a management practice. But can be frustrating in the moment because you, especially if it gets overgrazed, you know, you look at a piece of land that was covered in tall prairie grasses and all of a sudden it's just down to the nubs. It's heartbreaking in the moment, but typically that passes. So I don't have a really good answer for you other than it's frustrating.
And this guy was complaining that that's where all your money is going, that the DNR funding is going to, that's where your Pheasants Forever dollars are going to. But David, as you know about that, the landowner is paying for a lot of that.
Yeah, they're renting the pasture, basically. They're paying to have their cows out there. They're either repairing fences or putting up temporary fences, which they take down again. It's only May 1st to September 1st that they can graze in the article that I read. So by the time hunting season comes around, there's not going to be cows out there.
I would say the one thing, I'm okay with grazing and that type of stuff as long as people are adhering to the dates that are specified how long you can graze it. Because in the past, I have seen places that, you know, cattle are supposed to be off by October 1 or whatever, and I'm out there chasing mule deer and it's October 31 and there's still a pile of cattle in on stuff. So I know that can change, that can shift depending on what's being grazed, but I have been in areas where it gets frustrating where stuff was supposed to be off a month ahead of time and it's not.
You know, everything always looks good on paper. There's always some people trying to take advantage of certain situations, I'm sure. You see that with, like, roadside mowing. And I don't know what are the laws actually? Are there actual dates sure. or is it just a recommendation after?
I think it's just a recommendation.
I think for the most part, it seems like some people do try to wait to mow their roadside ditches a little bit, but you always see some people doing it. And those guys probably need the hay, I suppose. Right. They probably got something to feed. Sam, being in North Dakota and traveling around, I know a lot of guys are out there shooting early Canada geese during the August season. What have you been hearing about e-posting this year, and how well is that program working in North Dakota?
You know, I think the e-posting thing keeps, you know, for good, for better or worse, you know, it's easy to see on the digital map. I think what it has done is it makes it easier for people to post ground. And so I think there is more ground that's being posted now because, you know, you used to have to go out and set signs on every corner and kind of keep it up to date and that kind of thing. So I think the e-posting is, you know, everything progresses. So it was inevitable at some point that it was going to happen, but it is a little bit, I think there is definitely some frustration there that there's a lot more ground being posted because it is simple.
Is that been limiting access then, you think? Are those landowners that are posting it just keeping people out of it? Or are they letting people on that use the app or or whatever? Is it basically it's posted now, so people look it up on the app and it's just closed for them at this point?
Well, I think I'm guessing, I don't know for sure, but I'm assuming that a lot of people are e-posting because they were, you know, maybe getting tired of people abusing it. You know, if they had an outdated sign and you know, people would disrespect the land or the landowner. So I think there's still probably plenty of people that are allowing people to come and hunt, you know, maybe not for deer.
But for, never for deer or pheasants. Yeah. In North Dakota.
The bigger the game, the more tight, you know, it all gets. But I think there's still plenty of opportunity to go knock on doors or call the landowner. Even if it's e-posted, I think there's plenty of ground. I mean,
go ahead. Yeah.
I was going to say, even last year, one of my good buddies, he was out scouting for deer and met a guy who had e-posted a whole pile of ground. And they just talked for a little while. And he's like, hey, I only rifle hunt this. If you're just archery hunting, like anything with my name on it, you can go and walk onto. And there's, you know, still plenty of that.
We've even brought somebody a pie one time in North Dakota. They had a pile of ducks in their field. And we're like, hey, if you give us permission, we'll bring you a pie. And the guy called us laughing, and he's like, you don't have to bring me a pie. Go ahead and hunt it.
Yeah. You know, most people still brought him a pie. A case of beer. Where did the pie come from?
I deliver. I don't know. Something different.
I gave farmers a lot of Bush Light over the years.
Yeah. What kind of pie was it?